Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Hello. Welcome to the Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 15. Today, my speech is called Bird by Bird. I want to tell you something today that I'm proud of. So far this year, I have stuck with my New Year's resolution. I know, pretty remarkable, right? It may be, I don't know if this is actual hard numbers, but I may be the first person to ever make it this far on a New Year's resolution. I also, with that New Year's resolution, I need to thank my sister-in-law, because really it was her idea and she's done it in the past. So I stole an idea from her. The resolution that I'm so proud to be almost completing is to write down all of the books that I read throughout the year. As of today, I'm on something like 36 books this year. And I was looking through that list, and one of them caught my eye. And I thought I would speak about it today. It is a book about how to be a better writer, and it's written by a woman named Annie Lamont, and the book is called Bird by Bird. In this book, she tells the story of being a writer and all of the trials and tribulations that go with it. The title of the book comes from a story she tells about her brother when they were growing up. As the story goes, her brother was in middle school and he had a massive project due for school. He had months and months to be working on this project. But the weekend before it's due, he goes up to his father and he is just bawling. He hasn't even begun the project. He's absolutely overwhelmed and he is certain that he's going to be both humiliated and fail miserably on this project come Monday morning. Their father sits him down, they grab the resource book, and they start to tackle the project. The project is to write a report on all of the birds that are native to the state of California. And so he sits them down, they start looking at the book, and he says, okay, buddy, let's get started here. Let's just focus on going bird by bird. This story encapsulates something we all experience when facing a daunting task. You need to break it down one step at a time. And depending on how stuck you are or how large the project actually is, you might even need to have micro goals in there. Something like, I'm going to get my ass off the couch and I'm going to go into the kitchen just to get yourself moving. Another concept that she talks about in this book that I really liked is the concept of the 1-inch picture frame. She wants us to imagine a large poster, and in this poster there are just tons of people. Now, she talks about the process of writing and focusing on only 1 inch by 1 inch, or perhaps even one person in that large poster that we're imagining. Don't try to imagine and take in the whole thing. Focus on that one little element. Focus on the richness that is in a single person in that photo. What is that person doing? What are they thinking? What are they aspiring to do? Why are they there? What is their motivation? It is in looking at the small elements and then expanding them that we can really give our stories depth and complexity. A final concept that I wanted to bring up that she talks about in her book in order to be a writer, you have to put your butt in the seat. She does a wonderful job in this book, quite humorous, in describing the process of writing and all of the neuroses and psychoses that go along with it. So in spite of all of her negative self-talk and fidgeting in the seat when it comes time to write, or thinking about all of those other things that she should, could, and would be doing if she weren't writing, she forces herself to sit her butt in the chair every day and write. There is no substitute to being a writer except to write. Similarly, if I have the goal of being a better speaker, the only way that I'm actually going to get better at speaking is to speak. There are no two ways around it. Today is the halfway mark of my Speak 30 challenge. And thanks to my sister-in-law, I actually remember the books that I read throughout the course of this year, like the book I mentioned here, Annie Lamont's Bird by Bird. Her process is similar to my process in trying to complete this challenge. I'm trying to take this challenge day by day, look at one small topic to discuss or to speak on, and most importantly, to stick my butt in the chair every day to prepare my speech and then deliver my speech. I can't predetermine the outcome of what's all going to happen from this. All I can do is control the daily effort that I put into the process. Thank you.